AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm trying to be very reasonable. We have to spend less this year than we spent last year.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says every hour matters as the deadline draws near to prevent the nation from going into default.
Look, I know we've already talked to the White House today. We'll continue to work. They're working on numbers. We're working on numbers, and we'll work together.
They're working on a bill to raise the nation's debt limit. Members of the House are leaving today for the Memorial Day weekend. This is Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's my understanding that the designees of both President Biden as well as Speaker McCarthy will continue to talk, but it is unfortunate that House Republicans have chosen to get out of town before sundown when we are facing a dangerous default and the possibility of our economy crashing.
Lawmakers are tentatively not expected back to work until Tuesday, just 2 days before June 1st, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's default deadline. Economic growth for the last quarter has been revised up slightly to a still tepid 1.3% annual rate. Police in Japan say three people, including two police officers, were killed in Nagano, and a suspect with a rifle and a knife was holed up inside a building. NHK Public Television says a person later escaped from the building and that some other people might still be inside. The commencement speaker at graduation at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking from Kyiv.
I'm proud that Ukraine is not losing a single day in its defense against Russian terror. Every day we do everything to become stronger, to give more protection to people, to save more lives.
The head of the Russian private military contractor Wagner claims his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and handing over control to the Russian military, days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Baby parrots seized from a smuggler are being cared for in Florida. A bag filled with smuggled parrot eggs was found at the Miami International Airport. Since hatching in March, 24 parrots are being cared for by the Rare Species Conservatory Foundation.
These birds are curious, they're loving, they're sweet, they're babies. Everything's developing in front of your eyes. And they're beautiful little creatures.
It was the hatchling's faint chirping inside a carry-on bag at the airport that brought them to the attention of a Customs and Border Protection officer. Dr. Paul Relo with the conservatory says the vast majority of parrot trafficking cases end in tragedy.
Parrots live a long time. They are sentient creatures. They're highly intelligent, very social, and these guys deserve a chance. The question will be, where will they wind up?
Relo is working with the Fish and Wildlife Service on a plan to have the birds fly free and help restore their species in the wild. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.